Hello? Hey, it's RJ. How's it going? I'm just sitting in my partner's apartment. Glad that you called. It's nice to have someone call. I don't know. You're just gonna let me talk. Okay, cool. I don't know what's going on with me lately. I guess I'll go from the beginning. It feels like I am. Wow, this is getting like I just went right into it. Anyway, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. we don't really talk that much anymore. I wish we talked a little bit more, but I've been feeling one, like a narcissist. I like how I just like answered this call and then like started talking about myself first, but at the same time you're on mute, so it's okay. But I have been feeling down. I always feel down, and I don't know what to do. You know, I never know what to do, as I always say. But I guess I'll go from the beginning. So I've been making podcasts and trying to do my best in life for the last, I would say, 5 years. For the most part, 4 years, 5 years. Maybe the podcast has been around for 2 years, but I mean, you know, I've been doing things before the podcast and whatnot. And I'm sitting in the apartment with the window open. I might go on the balcony just in case you hear something. But I've been feeling as though I'm not good enough for anything. You know, I've been feeling as if I don't deserve any of the things I get. I've been feeling as if I don't deserve love, happiness, a family, support, you know. And it's starting to get to me. You know, it's hard being, I feel like, if you remember last time we talked, I kind of talked about how I feel like I've built a life that I can't escape. And I still feel like that. You know, I feel sad. And it's made me feel like I'm selling out. You know, I got a new job. I know you probably remember I was talking about the job hunt. And I made a campaign on TikTok to get a new job. I stopped making TikToks because I can't stand the people. They're all like fake people, you know what I mean? They're all like people with fake accounts commenting weird ass shit they would never say in person, and then being people who do literally nothing to help advance anything, and then criticizing anything that looks like any type of rhetorical movement. And I'm realizing that it's like, you know, when In the Heights came out and everyone was like, I'm like, let fucking Lin-Manuel make a movie, you know, let him make a movie and stop trying to fucking cancel him because he's like, didn't make it the way you want it to look. And that does not mean there's nothing wrong with In the Heights or the movie or Lin-Manuel, you know what I mean? But it does mean, I'm just like, give him a chance to shine, you know, give him a chance to make his first movie. At the same time, is Lin-Manuel obsessed with white people? Or like, you know, maybe he is. Hamilton was kind of sus when you think about it after the fact. But regardless, in order to get something on Broadway, probably had to be something like Hamilton. Otherwise, we would have had to wait another 20 years and he would be old and had to play like, you know, a grandpa. So maybe he took the easy way out, making something that he knew would appeal to the mass general audience while having undertones of equity, maybe. Not really. I'm not really sure. But I am in New York. My partner has a really nice new apartment. I'm looking for a new apartment. It's almost impossible unless you have great credit. You need to make 40 times the rent and have good credit and payment history, which I do not have, as you may know. So, it's, you know, those are the physical problems. The metaphysical problems is, again, I've just been feeling like a trash person, a trash human being. And I don't know how to stop it. And because of that, I feel like I'm lashing out at everyone. I have been feeling as if I am the friend that kind of like does shit. You know what I mean? I do shit, and I'm the friend that like is always making quote unquote interesting content, which is like super lame because like I want my life to be more than content. And it is also starting to get to me. Everything's just getting to me. And I have been like, I need to protect myself. I need to take some self-time. And I don't even know what that means. So that's how I've been doing. Thanks for asking. I didn't really explain anything. So I guess if I was going to explain why I feel I don't deserve anything nice, I don't deserve nice things, I would argue it's because I never had, like, nice things as a child. You know, I always had to kind of, like, it's not, like, because I was poor necessarily. It was, like, the nice things were the things that all the other kids had. And, you know, I got envious and jaded, I think, in my life. And I realized that I don't have to live with, I don't need the things that they need. But I think I do. You know, so, like, I spent my life being, like, I don't need family to support me. You know what I mean? I can fucking do everything by myself. I don't need fucking friends. People will come if I do something, you know, and I'm like, I'll have good ideas and I'll make good art and I'll show them, you know what I mean? And I think I got to a point where I'm like, am I doing these things for me, like, to boost my profile, or am I doing these things so that I truly believe? And I truly do believe these things. I'm like, I don't do enough. You know, I don't do enough. Like, I believe in gender and racial equality and equity, you know, and I believe in queer people being able to live the lives they deserve and trans rights and all these things. But, like, as specifically, I think TikTok has shown me this wide spectrum of people who just kind of, like, rattle off their first opinion based on things they really don't know. I'm constantly seeing people try to cancel each other and then apologizing and then coming back and try to cancel each other and apologizing and coming back. And it's just like, you know, it's scary being working in the field where I have to stop situations like that. You know what I mean? As a publicist, I have to help situations like that. And then I'm constantly, like, feeling like I have to monitor myself, so, like, maybe I should just hire somebody. But at the same time, I don't think I want to be a public figure, you know. Like, it sounds really lame. I have 140,000, 150,000 followers on TikTok, and it's to the point now where so many are in New York, you know, that, like, I'll go somewhere and people will be like, hey, you're the guy from TikTok, and I hate that. Like, it's only been like 6 months and I hate it. I don't want to be the guy from TikTok. It doesn't help my life. I don't get paid for that shit, you know what I mean? So I'm just, like, sitting here like, why am I doing this? Because, as you know, I started TikTok to try to sell this fucking show. I didn't get the show, so I'm like, okay, I'm still doing it. Why? To get sponsorship opportunities? Like, fucking lame, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want fucking sponsors. Got a new job after campaigning for a job at a PR firm. Very excited. Run by a woman. Very cool woman. She came up to me the other day and she was like, hey, I'm quote unquote. And I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? What do you do? And she goes, I'm the CEO. And I was like, I feel dumb. I was like, I feel dumb. And I was like, I knew your name. I know who you are. I just didn't realize, like, I have two people that I work with the exact same name. And I'm just like, there's a lot of people with the same name. I didn't know. I didn't realize it. She's like, no, it's cool. I'm cool. And I'm like, all right, you are cool. Yes, you are cool. So it was interesting to meet her and to have that happen to me in my new job. I think a big piece of it is that I think a lot of people think I have answers for things. And I'm realizing that I don't, you know, and I feel fake because of that. You know, people will listen to this podcast and be like, I love this perspective. And I'm like, I don't have the answer. It's just a perspective. You know what I mean? Or, like, I don't know. It started to scare me. It started to scare me that, like, I think I have anxiety. I don't know if I think I may have talked about this before. I don't know if it developed or if I just always had it and it's manifesting in a different way, or maybe it's borderline personality disorder. I'm not really sure. It's strange because when I'm doing something like usually making a podcast or making an Instagram story or performing, or if I'm around people, I feel one way and I'm like, I'm fine. And when I'm alone, I feel so bad. You know, I feel so bad. I feel so bad that I'm just like, man, Like, is this me? Is this my situation? Is it the fact that, like, you know, I'm poor? Is it the fact that, like, I don't know. There comes a point, I think, where I was like, I wish I was making X amount of money, and I wish I could afford a decent apartment, and I wish I lived in New York, and I wish I had, you know, a loving relationship with someone hot. And, you know, and I wish I have all of these things, you know. And there's a point where you get it, and it's like, oh, you're here, and you don't feel better. You know, and it's not because people make you feel better. That's not it. It's like you make you feel better. And it's like I want to go to a therapist simultaneously. There's a lot of bad therapists, you know, like there's a, like for every bad cop, there has to be a bad therapist. You know what I mean? For every profession in which you like every McDonald's you go to where it's like this isn't good. You know, that's like represents like kind of like a group of people, you know what I mean? And that's like, you know, not that people at McDonald's jobs to make my food taste 10 out of 10 every time. But it's the idea that, you know, like as often as you see stories of bad cops or get bad food or have bad service has to be like a proportional amount to how many like bad therapists they are. And how do you know if you get the right one or the wrong one, you know? You don't know until it's too late. You don't know until it's too late. So that's it. But I finally have insurance, so give me a few months and I'll be in the therapy, you know. Hopefully. I'm hoping. It's been a while. I've wanted to for a while. I think I want to. I don't know if I really want to or if I feel like I have to maintain my relationship. You know? I guess you don't know. I feel just like an awful person and I am an awful boyfriend. And I probably am. That's probably just the case. And that's why I'm sad. You know, I don't know if you've ever gone through this where you've been in something, you know what I mean? And it's like your love languages are different. And like you feel bad because of that. But at the same time, you're not like willing or able to change. And I don't know if it's more the willing or the able. You know, I don't know if it's more, you know, like my love language is not physical touch. It is not physical touch whatsoever. I could go my whole life without touching just about anyone, I really honestly think. But that's not good for relationships. You know, and theoretically, maybe it's like you could find the right person and you want to. I don't think that's it. But, you know, sometimes I think that's it. And I'm like, oh, this is a me thing. This is a me thing. And I'm like, no, this is a me thing. Like, this is just how you are. You know, maybe it's a matter of someone train. Sorry about the train. Maybe it's a matter of someone accepting that, accepting you for who you are. Maybe it's a matter of changing. But people always want to be like, you don't have to change. You don't have to change. Don't change for anyone. Honestly, I want to change for someone. You know, like I want to be a better person. And I want the person I'm with to know that, to recognize that. You know, I want it to get better. But I think we've had this myth in society where we think change equals bad. You know, I think delta equals bad. Change. If you didn't take the calculus, that might not have made sense. Delta represents chains. It's a triangle. Looks like a triangle represents change. I'm sure you knew that, but I'm like, what if I made that joke and no one understood? It wasn't even a joke. It was more of a comment. And this is why I don't have friends, because I'm trying to explain calculus, something that I failed myself. It's definitely when I failed calculus when I was in high school. Calculus, I've always been the type of person where I've been at the bottom of the top. So I've always been like, oh, I'm going to be an advanced this, advanced that when I was in school. But it was always like I was the worst in the class, which I was like, maybe I should just be the be the best of the bottom. Maybe that's what I should be. Maybe, what do you call that? Like a power bottom. I'm not sure. But that's what I think sometimes. And, but also at the same time, like, you know, we're out of school. I'm in real life now. I don't have to take any more tests. So that's okay. I think a lot about that. How much changed is okay. I think it's a lot more change than we think. Like, I like to think that we all think. I think that a lot of us think, like, hey, like, never change. Like, that's bad. I think it's a myth perpetuated by the media that people don't change. People are supposed to change, specifically in this time of change. We're like, listen to women, listen to black people, listen to indigenous people, people of color. And then we're also perpetuating the narrative that, like, you shouldn't have to change. People should love you for who you are, you know? I don't know why it changes in a relationship, you know? People are like, in a relationship, people should love you for who you are. You don't have to change. Simultaneously, we're like, in the real world, you should change and adapt. Change, adapt, and listen to people. What happened to, like, why is your person you're with not a person, you know, if they prefer something, you know? But then it's like, don't change. What is change, you know? It's like, don't change unless it's a change that is seen as being approved by society. Change, 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 change. Shout out to everybody listening to this that shouldn't be. Shout out to everybody that still listens to the podcast just to see when I have, like, this moment. And it's so crazy because, like, I think I probably have more people that listen to the podcast that don't like me than people that do. I don't think they know that I know, but I think that's the thing. And maybe it's just paranoia, but I don't think so. Because it's like, you know, if I know everything that happened, like, to people that I went to school with, you know what I mean? Not everything, but when something big happens, we, like, send it out, you know what I mean? Like, the group chat, you put it in the group. I don't even have a group chat. I just send individual texts. And, like, I just feel like a lot of times I'm just being watched by people I don't like. Like, for instance, I'll give you an example. Like, on my Instagram, there's a picture of me and Glory that has, like, 8 shares. And that's not, like, a lot, but I'm like, who is sharing this and why? Who is sharing this and why? You know, and it's interesting. Also, I remember making a podcast 2 years ago about just, like, a situation I was frustrated with. And the person who the podcast kind of was about reached out and was like, how dare you? You know, and this is, like, such a thing where I'm over the situation. Shout out if you're listening. But it's like, how'd you know? Like, who's sending this to who so that you heard this? Or are you listening because you're so obsessed with the idea? Like, you know, I saw this thing that's like, sometimes we stalk people cyberstalk, normal stalk, because we're obsessed with rejection and we secretly, like, love the feeling of rejection even though we don't. So it's like, you cyberstalk people so you feel that rejection every time. Maybe that's the case. Simultaneously, I think we all cyberstalk people. But I think that's something that I've also come to terms with, that I've made my life so public. And then I'm having these situations where I'm like, I don't like this. But it's like, why don't you just stay in your fucking lane, Rajan? Why don't you just stay in your fucking lane? And I don't know. I don't know. So shout out to all of those people. I don't even know if anyone's going to listen to this one. I haven't made a podcast in so long. I think one of the things is that I was also becoming, like, an educator. People are like, yes, educate. I'm like, I am not an educator. I am not a teacher. I am someone that looks at things and comments on them. But I hate reactionary ideology. You know, I hate the idea that I can't have, maybe it's the idea right now that you can't have, like, an original thought. Everything's reactionary to, like, the worst of the worst. So I keep seeing the worst of the worst. Like, for instance, like, I rarely see things online that are like, this is what I think it's always, this is what happened, and this is why it's fucked up, you know what I mean? And it's just like, shit, do any of us just have, maybe, like, life is just things happening to us, reacting to it, there's no original thoughts, you know what I mean? And that's probably a good, that's probably a real thought.
I haven't got my hair done.
Haven't? In about 2 months? I think I should, because I look and feel like a bum. At the same time, I don't have the energy. I haven't had the energy to, like, eat really either, which is not good. You know, it's not good. I have a vitamin deficiency, obviously. I feel a lot better when I take vitamin D or vitamin B. At the same time, I ran out of vitamin B, and I'm too lazy to go to the store, even though I pass the store every single day. It would probably help a lot. Maybe I'll get some vitamin B today. Yeah, that sounds good. I'll get some vitamin B. I want to get a haircut as well. I'll probably get a haircut. There's this guy that I went to the barber shop. There's this guy sitting by himself. And I was like, why is he sitting by himself? I'm like, I'll try him out. I'll get a haircut. You don't get a haircut from the barber that's sitting by himself. He's sitting by himself because he's trash. Nobody likes him. That's why. And I got a haircut from there, and he just fucked my shit up. It was just rock. He just rocked my fucking shit. It was so bad. I was like, bruh, this is why you're fucking alone. Like, every time I pass that window, this man is sitting alone. I'm like, what is it like just knowing that you're just, like, not a good barber? But, like, at the same time, there's people that are not good doctors. There's not good therapists. There's not good barbers. You know, there's barbers. Yeah, well, not good. Bad. The opposite of good is bad. There's bad barbers. And he just happens to be one of them, but I'm going to pass by. If I see him by the window, I'm not going to say anything. And if I pass by and I don't see him by the window, or he has someone in his chair, I might try to sneak in. The problem is they'll, like, zoom and cut somebody up because he knows he has somebody else. But I don't want him to think I'm his client. I just went once and never went again because he's trash, you know? I shouldn't just be like, he's trash. Like, when I say he's trash, I mean, he didn't clean his clippers, so I got crazy razor bumps that lasted months, as we talked about the razor bump thing. With the black community a little bit. We have talked about this, but I feel as if, I think the term is being out of spoons, where I can't think about anything but myself right now. And see, some people are like, you know, it's good to check out. There's just so much happening in the world. And I used to be the type of person where I was like, I want to fix it. You know, not all, maybe all the world, but now I just feel like, I'm like, what's the point? But I think it's because I got a job, you know? I think it's because I got a job. And I don't know, we've talked about the queen bee effect, which may or may not be a thing based on who created it. I don't even know if it was men. It was probably men to describe why women in power don't succumb to their every will, you know? And the idea that, like, women will... I don't even know if it's women. I think we should just apply this to people. People will be a part of a marginalized group, get to the top, and then forget that what it took to get there, or the people along the way, or the struggle. So then they just essentially become like the oppressive people at the top, you know? And I feel like that's the case where I'm like, yes, I got a job. I'm making the money I deserve now. I don't need to help anyone. Like, I'm good. You know, like, I'm not going to be poor for much longer. I can't predict, but I probably will be. I'm not going to be poor for much longer. So, you know, it'll be cool. It's fine. And that's not the case. You know, that's not the case. Or maybe it is the case, but it shouldn't be the case. I should do more. I need to do more. And I've been thinking about, I remember I told you in the last podcast, thinking about, shit, this is a phone call. Thinking about the idea that I need to do more to actually help women, actually help the LGBTQ community, you know, instead of just talking about it. And, you know, I believe that talking about it is a successful form of rhetoric. Rhetorical movements are the things that help change, and everyone has their part. You know, I just feel like my part could be more visceral, more tangible, more salient. Simultaneously, I see protests and I see all this, like, this stupid shit happening at, like, there's so many protests in New York, so many protest groups. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm like, that's not right. Just because they're protesting or they have a message does not mean it is right, you know? And I'm not calling out any specific protest as much as just the ones that I've seen that I'm just like, you know, is it wrong? No. Is it right? Like, is it helping? I don't know. Like, you know, like, helping in the at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, is it helping? And honestly, I don't think we know, because Martin Luther King didn't really know. Like, he predicted, but he couldn't have known. He didn't get to see it, you know. That's what's that quote that I say every third podcast: a society grows great once old men plant trees whose shade they never get to sit in. Bitch, this shit's wild. I think I want to be the person that I seem like I am online, that I seem like I am to my friends, that I seem like I am when I meet people, but I don't feel like that person. And I know a lot of you probably feel that way, you know. I'm not gonna say it's harder, but it's definitely more interesting when you're a person that's supposed to be like super fun and can do the impossible and magic, blah, 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 you know what I mean? And then like, then you have to realize you're just some bitch with depression sitting in their room with nothing to do, no money, little time. You know, and I don't know if this is a slump or if this is not my life. I feel like it's my life. I find myself regularly thinking about the most painless way I could like throw myself off a building. Like, I'm like, ooh, that sounds like that would hurt. Ooh, no, I would probably live for that one. Don't want to be paralyzed my whole life. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's like a thing that is common for a lot of people. I imagine that it is. People want to, I don't want to say pretend, people want to say like if you ever think about this, you're not okay. But I think more of us think about it than we like to admit, especially now that this pandemic has happened, is happening. The hard part is, like, I'll make this, and I feel as if people may, I could be misreading, you know, I could be misreading my audience, but I feel like people could be like, wow, this is really honest. You know, it's like really honest. It's an honest podcast. Like, yes, yes, RJ, snap, 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 snaps. Is this even a podcast? You know, like, actually, I don't really, this isn't even a thing. I didn't listen to this whole thing, but like, I don't know what people think, you know, like, I don't know necessarily care what people think. Everyone says that, you know, I care what people think. You know I care. But I'm like not that cool. You know what I mean? Like, I am making this because I am at my wit's end. I'm at my wit's end. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, maybe podcasts used to make me feel good. Maybe I'll make a podcast, you know? And I don't know. I don't know. I think, like, if anything, if you listen to this, like, I would hope that you see that I am essentially bookmarking this period of my life as one of the hardest times of my life. I don't know. I do know what has changed. I'm living in New York, and I'm young, and there's a race war, there's COVID, the same thing that everyone is going through. At the same time, I'm human, you know? I'm human, like, to a fault. I like everyone is, but I feel a little bit more human sometimes, which is a natural feeling. Does not mean it's true. It's just a feeling, just so you know. Sometimes I feel like slightly more human because I think there's so few people that are willing to put their life out there in a relatively honest way. I think everyone's trying to look so perfect, and I don't. Not like give me a fucking cookie because I don't try to look perfect, but more of like, I wish more people would be like, here's a struggle that I'm having, so I didn't feel like I was so isolated, alone, unique. Because I feel like, I'm like, I'm the only one that feels like this. I'm the only one that feels like I'm not living up to the person that I've created. I'm the only one that feels like I'm having struggles during COVID, obviously. I'm the only one that feels like the way I feel, and that's not necessarily true, and it's not revolutionary to be like, you are not alone, you know what I mean? It's not revolutionary. But I think I'm just coming to this conclusion now that I wish I knew more. I wish I could see more young, talented Black people talk about their everyday struggles. Maybe that's it. You know, maybe that's it. I said these words yesterday. I'm not going to say what in regards to, but it's essentially the idea that my whole life I've had to make concessions for people who didn't understand Black things. And I know if you're a woman, if you're queer, if you feel a similar way, you know, I know you do, but I'm just talking about my personal experience, you know? So, like, I feel that, like, I've had to make concessions for, you know, like, oh, that's not a compliment. You know what I mean? That's not a compliment. That's slightly racist, but you think it's a compliment, so I'll take it as a compliment, you know? Or it's like, this isn't normal, you know, that, like, I have to struggle so much to win your friend over who doesn't like me for some random reason, and I'm not even calling anyone out. You know, it's the fact that, like, this happens a lot. People are like, oh, I don't know why I don't like RJ. There's just something about him. It's like, bitch, you know fucking why. You know what I mean? And maybe it's not, like, necessarily, oh, they see your skin color and they don't like you. But it's the idea that you come from this different culture and they don't get anything that you say, and that you have depression or anxiety, or you have, like, these feelings because of racial trauma, and that I'm seeing people die all the time, and that I can't turn on the news without seeing this after I think that we're out of it. You know what I mean? And that everyone thinks it's all our fault. You know, and I wonder how many excuses I'm making and how much of this is real. You know, I'm wondering how much racial trauma I actually have and how much is just an excuse for me being a trash person. You know? And honestly, my lines between reality and my imagination are starting to blur, which scares me a lot. Like, things that I think I feel or experience sometimes aren't the case. And not necessarily like I see people, you know, but kind of like a situation could play out and I see it a completely different way than everyone around me. And that's why I think I make good content and why I make a good podcast and why I tell good jokes, you know. That's why, because I experience things in a way where I don't feel many people do, and I can articulate that simultaneously because of that. Like, if something could totally happen, you know, someone's like, okay, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, wait, you're okay totally meant this, you know what I mean? And it's like, maybe not, maybe it did. And I think we all do it, but I don't even know if there's a difference between you and me. I don't think there is a difference between you and me, because, like, I'm just describing, like, your life too as well, I think. So that's just the general point. We all experience things differently, aren't there? Every day when you're walking down the street, everybody that you meet has an original point of view, if you remember the song. And we do, you know? And I think I'm struggling to see the beauty in the world that I used to see. I think sunny days don't look the same. And I wish they did. I really wish they did. I wish they felt the same. So I'm gonna go. But it was really nice talking to you, and I hope we can talk again relatively soon. I don't know when, you know, I don't call a lot. But I hope you have a good day. I'll talk to you later.